item number 10.
From the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation and Culture, requesting approval of an ordinance authorizing DPRCs directed to issue citations to any person who violates any of the provisions of Chapter 47 of the Milwaukee County Code of General Ordinances, and to delegate that authority to employees under his or her supervision in conformity with Wisconsin Statute 66.0113.
Would you introduce yourself so they can hear you out there?
Yes, absolutely. I'm Laura Schlesser from the Parks Department.
Paul Kuglitz, a contract services officer for the Parks Department.
Thank you. Please proceed.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, if you recall, last cycle we came to you with an informational report on granting the Parks Director citation authority, as well as granting her the ability to designate that authority for Chapter 47. You know, just as a matter of background, Wisconsin State Statute 66.0113 does authorize boards like yourself to grant this authority. And, you know, we've been working very closely with the Sheriff's Department, with the Clerk of Courts, with the DA's Office Corp Counsel, in getting a lot of the details worked out. If you go to the second page of your report, I'll just kind of highlight some of those for you. Essentially, we are not looking to replace or usurp the authority of the Sheriff's Department. What we are looking to do is assist them in addressing minor violations in Chapter 47 to kind of ease the burden, so that we're there, we're out there all summer long, especially in the busy summer months where the Sheriff's Office is very stretched, as well as just local law enforcement. As far as some of the details, the Parks Department will actually have our own citations with a department-specific numerical system. These details were, again, worked out with discussions with the Sheriff's Office and the Clerk of Courts. They will also, the Clerk of Courts will enter the Parks system into its system as a new issuing agency, so we could be recognized in the system. The Parks Department and the Sheriffs have agreed on which ordinances within 47 that we would be responsible for citing. Not all ordinances within 47 would be appropriate for us to cite. Also, the Sheriff's Department has agreed to support us in data entry, at least initially, to help get citations into the system, and they will follow along with the normal court system that's already set up if somebody has an issue or would like to contest a citation. That also will follow along, that procedure will follow along what is already established in the Wisconsin State statutes for if anybody does have an issue or wants to contest it. The park rangers, we have identified that group to be an official designee of the Parks Director for Citation Authority. You know, we've been around since 2008, and we are definitely evolving in what we do. I mean, our primary goal is to educate our park users. You know, the whole goal of this program is not to be just running out and giving thousands of tickets to people. It's our still initial priority is to educate people on the rules so that the parks can be enjoyed by everyone who visits. And we will continue that. It's not going to take a precedent over that mission of education. You know, also as part of the resolution, you'll see on advice from Corporation Counsel, we did take the opportunity to make some minor adjustments to Chapter 47. We noticed that there were some inconsistencies between Chapter 63 and Chapter 47. So as you see in the resolution, we made some minor edits. So if you have any specific questions about that, we can address that as well.
Questions by committee. Supervisor Lipscomb?
Was the change in the doubling of the, or more than doubling of the fees related to disorderly conduct, was that a discrepancy between the two chapters, or was that a change that you just wanted to increase the penalty.
Mr. Kugler?
Chairman, supervisors, I was the primary drafter of the resolution and ordinance that was simply just making the two chapters consistent to fee schedule with Chapter 47.
And question, in terms of the when the court collects, or well, if a person doesn't just pay and this goes through court, what is the split in terms of what revenue actually comes to the county, or what are we charged again? Does the court charge us portions of that? Or?
Mr. Kugler?
Chairman, committee members, the process, if someone wants to contest or simply pay, it'll follow the same process as through the sheriff's office. Right now, the sheriff's office split, as far as I'm aware, is 80% to the sheriff's office, 20% to the general revenue fund. If it goes to the court, I'm sure that I believe there are court fees associated. I do not know that breakout.
Okay. And then just because I see that a representative from the sheriff's office is here, I just wanted to get on the record that there is, in fact, an agreement in terms of the split in duties, because there have been times where the department says that another department agrees, but they presumed the agreement, and so I'd like to make sure we get that on the record.
Please come forward. Introduce yourself if you would.
Thanks. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Inspector Edward Bailey, B as in boy, A-I-L-E-Y, with the Sheriff's Office. On behalf of Sheriff Clark, and I have one of my fiscal directors, Ms. Molly Paul, with me as well, who I'm sure is well known to the committee. I'll characterize our discussion, if I might, and I'll do it in short order. We did have the opportunity to meet with Ms. Schlesser and Parks. I attended that as well as my patrol division commander, Captain Thomas Meverton, very experienced man who runs our policing operation out of Watertown Plank Road and for several years has had the responsibility of primary policing in our park system. The Sheriff's Office respects Parks' sovereign authority to seek this authority, citation authority, and I would say that in our conversation in doing so, they've been very moderate and I think understanding in their approach, and the Sheriff's Office is heartened by that. What's interesting is we're talking about rangers, this concept of park rangers, not park workers. And one of the reasons I'm optimistic is that the Parks Department has taken that role, that ranger role, very seriously. They've had those rangers trained through our training academy in issues such as conflict resolution, de-escalation, and I think they have some of the necessary background to start to get into this role. I'm also excited because Parks has been very understanding in saying that they want to limit their direction in really non-aggressive areas such as parking, fee compliance, things like that. In our meeting, we did discuss, as Ms. Schlesser said, some of the mundaner issues, the process issues of how this is handled, and the Sheriff's Office has agreed to initially do the data entry and the liaison with the DA's office as needed. We reserve the right to perhaps cross-charge them on the back end based on volume, and we do want to get out of that, and they want to stand on their own, but we'll certainly help them on the front end if they do get that authority. Generally, just to answer the question that was asked in terms of fee, if a person chooses not to pay the citation, is found guilty in absentia, or does contest it and ultimately loses, the fee mechanism is one of tax intercept, not of commitment. County ordinance violations don't go to commitment. So the good news is we won't be jailing our constituency for park violations. Three of the issues that the Sheriff's Office is concerned about, but thinks that the parks are being very reasonable about, are that when you start issuing citations, you bring these rangers into areas of discretion. When is it right to issue a citation versus when is it right to simply counsel? That's something that law enforcement officers are experienced in. I know the chair knows what I'm talking about with that. When is it right to write a citation? When is it right not to write a citation? Another issue is basic conflict resolution. When you start to write citations to people, they can start to ramp up. And a person needs to be experienced in how to resolve that conflict and how to use the concept of backup when it's needed. And again, because the Rangers are trained through our training academy, they have had some initial training. They will need to have more, and Ms. Schlesser says, certainly indicates to the sheriff's office that she understands that concept. The third one is you have to also have a process for the handling of complaints. Citations generate complaints. They've been issuing, I believe, parking citations, so they're probably familiar with that. They'll become more familiar with it as they issue more citations, and that'll be up to the director, Ms. Schlesser, to coordinate, and we'll certainly help them with our 175 years of experience in that regard. The last one I'll say is that the Sheriff Clark particularly, and I've worked directly for him for 7 years now, is not overly proprietary or protectionist over turf. And when we initially had our meeting with Ms. Schlesser, she was, concerned about our feelings of their walking into our area and walking on our toes. We don't worry about our toes. We worry about getting the work done. And the other thing that she's, I think, suggested to you admirably, and I'll back it up, is that the purpose of citations is not to generate revenue. It's not. It is to educate, but it's to really just, you know, assign a small penalty for an action to change future behavior. And in our discussions, she certainly came to understand that, and was able to discuss that with me, and not to generate revenue because it doesn't work. Thank you. I'll answer any other questions the committee may have.
Thanks for the presentation. That's very helpful. Questions of the inspector, Supervisor Rice.
My question was really for both the departments, and that the first one I guess is, can you describe the process that will take place when a park ranger is witnessing something, and perhaps in conjunction with that question, what do you assume or project to be, say, the top three types of citations that will be issued?
I'll take the initial part, and then I'll let you handle the second part, just because we've been doing this. You would be granting them the authority to write the citation of their own volition. Once that citation comes in, as I said initially, they'll be coming, as they have been coming on parking, into our patrol division for data entry and referral into the computer database. But eventually, and in fairly short order, we'll want to get out of that and have them run that those cases on their own. In terms of the types, I'll let you address those.
Probe just a little bit on the first part.
Sure.
A park ranger will approach an individual about an alleged violation and at that point request identification to identify who they're talking to so they can write.
Absolutely.
The
I mean, that's a general, thank you, Mr. Chair. Yeah, that's a general guideline that they've been instructed in through our training division, is that step one is identifying the subject you're talking to. Also, the parks workers are outfitted with radios that go through the Sheriff's Office Dispatch Center, and as we're talking about issues of conflict resolution, they do have that immediate link both to their dispatch center and to the Sheriff's Office Dispatch Center in terms of personal safety.
And does that park ranger have the legal authority to demand identification? What if the individual declines to provide it, doesn't provide it? What's the next step at that point?
Well, I would have to look at the statutes that you're considering granting them authority and whether or not they address issues of obstructing an officer. But initially, on the front end, I don't think that the parks, where they wouldn't have the ability to effect a detention or an arrest and to hold and summon law enforcement. I think that if they had a subject that was refusing to identify themselves that they wanted to issue a citation to, step one would be to continue to monitor the subject and to call for law enforcement, because that would automatically become a more conflict-driven encounter. And I think we'd find ourselves in that position. Law enforcement automatically is going to be ramping up. I think for a parks worker, that would be a challenging situation.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, for your second part of your question, as far as guessing maybe what our top priorities are going to be, I think fee compliance is a big one. Permits for boat launches, dog parks, making sure that people have the, you know, and actually that's where a lot of the education comes about, is here's your $20 annual dog tag that we'll have on you. Would you like to purchase that? Because you are violating county ordinance for not having a permit, and then giving them the opportunity even there to go ahead and buy the permit. $20 permit, $200 ticket, you know. Also, I think glass on the beach is going to be a huge issue. I mean, it's a safety concern at Bradford, and we want to make sure to keep the beach safe this summer. And I think that's going to be a big one as well.
Yeah, thank you. Perhaps after the meeting, you could refer to me the ordinance that addresses the dog fee issue. I'm just looking at the ordinances quickly, and I can't identify that particular section. So if you could send me that so I could remind myself of where that lies, because I agree, I think that will be a probably one that will be high on the list, the numbers of citations.
Sure thing.
And again, the schedule of citations, the schedule of fees, is that identified in the ordinance? I think it's identified as up to 100, but what is going to be typical as a forfeiture?
Chairman, committee members, the fee schedule is found in the ordinances in Chapter 63. And that's the fee schedule that the parks will be using.
Chapter 63 of the ordinances, if I've got the right ones.
6309. Chapter 6309 lists the fee schedule. Then Chapter 47, which is parks and parkways, in some of the provisions has its own schedule.
Okay. Fine. I'll look at this again to make sure that these permit issues are covered. Some of these dog fee issues have been created since this ordinance was adopted.
Right, and you'll find those fee schedules in that particular ordinance versus in the schedule in 6309. That's where I did some of the cleaning up of the inconsistencies between Chapter 47 and 6309.
Okay. So in the ordinance, you've added, again, I don't want to belabor the issue right now. I'll take a look at it, and if I've got questions, refer them to staff. Thank you.
Other questions by committee members? We have one card. Kurt Zunker would like to be heard from. Mr. Zunker, would you come forward, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Inspector.
Good morning, Chairman Broderick, members of the Parks and Energy Committee. I'm Kurt Zunker, president of Local 882. Basically, we have three concerns with this proposed ordinance change. The first being that since the onus of this work is going to fall on union-represented employees, there's concern that why wasn't the union being notified or considered in any discussions on this matter. Secondly, the issue, of course, is the safety of our employees. These are seasonal employees that will be on bikes. Obviously, to change their job description where they're issuing citations, the amount of interaction with the public can become quite different from their current job description. There could be very many unruly patrons if the power to issue citations. I'm concerned about the employee's safety. They're not in a police car. They're on a bike. They're not in like a parking checker that has a Jeep. So those are concerns I have. The third concern, of course, would be compensation. These are seasonal employees that don't make a very decent wage, and you're expanding the parameters of their job to the point that they have the power to issue citations, almost like law enforcement professionals do. And you're also talking about expanded training. So I'm very concerned that are these employees being properly compensated for taking on these additional responsibilities. So those would be the three concerns that the union has at this time. I just want to bring those forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Dimitri Abe?
Well, I was actually hoping to get a response to that if we could.
I was going to ask Mr. Keegan.
Oh, okay. Whoever would like to.
Sure.
Thank you.
Mr. Keegan?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I think Laura and Paul would be the best to answer the questions as I've been working very diligently on this request.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, in regards to the issue of safety, obviously safety is part of my responsibilities at the park, and I've for 12 years I've been in this system, I'm very concerned about the safety of our employees. I think that's one of the really great things about our partnership with the Sheriff's Department, considering they actually put us through a minimum of 40 hours of training at the training academy. The majority of that time is spent on professional communication and teaching our park rangers conflict resolution, disengagement, best ways to handle difficult situations, also dispatching and using the radios appropriately. There's so much of that training that is focused primarily on communication, because you can diffuse so many situations just by effective talking and conversation. It is a learned skill. You are not born as a good communicator, and that's why we spend so much time training our park rangers on how to effectively communicate with people, because that will take care of a lot of situations. Yes, there are going to be individuals, just as the Sheriff's Department faces, that can be very difficult. And fortunately, we have direct access right to dispatch, and we will know when it's time that we can go no further, we need to disengage and call for backup. And we've been trained that since the beginning of the Park Ranger program in 2008. In regards to the compensation factor with the employees, we're asking that you grant the Parks Director authority for citations. With that being said, at that time, we can look at our current staffing models and see if there are changes that need to be made or adjustments to the program. I think that's reasonable to say.
Thank you. Other questions by committee members? Supervisor Dimitrievic.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to move approval, please.
We have a motion to approve. If there's no further discussion, please call the roll.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Dimitrievic.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Liska.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes. That aye is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.